Call the July finance meeting to order. Approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, everybody. I need approval to accept some new CARES Act funding. The total is $229,859. During the disaster distinction, we have the flexibility to spend it any way we want. As per the explanation that I sent ahead of time, we would like to use some of it in 2020, and we have until September of 2021 to spend the rest of it. And I suspect we'll need more of it next year than this year, since our budget is pretty much set. So what we plan to use it this year for is to help ourselves and our contractors to get through the COVID with all the extra expenses. So just to go down the list, we would like to appropriate $6,000 to Faith in Action, which is matching volunteers with seniors in need. They did a tremendous job of maintaining transportation and other services during the COVID crisis. Second one is program services through ProAction, which is our caregiver contract. We were able to support caregivers in a more meaningful way remotely through COVID because we had stopped the support groups and the face-to-face contact with them. Corning Meals and ProAction, that's okay. Senior nutrition is one of the highest needs that we see during the COVID, and those programs were already struggling financially, so it made sense to bump them up. Corning Meals, $6,000, and ProAction, $40,000. With
now,
this,
can I ask why they're struggling?
Well, because the people who normally would be going to congregate sites suddenly were staying at home, so that we had to shift all the programming to in-home, which is a little less cost-effective than home-delivered meals. Also, the uptick, the people who could go out to restaurants or get their own groceries, they were staying at home, so we saw an uptick in the utilization of home-delivered meals. There's a lot of things that went into it, but the volunteers, this over 70-year-old volunteers and older, because of Matilda's regulations, stayed home, so they suddenly had to figure out a way to deliver those meals without the volunteers. If we ever are unaware of how much volunteers help, this really has driven the point home that they are the backbone of our community. And you know, when you take them out abruptly like that, there is a huge financial impact. So this will help our contractors get through with
that.
And the last thing is the Student Senior Services Fund, which uses technology to keep people safe in their homes and avoid a more costly institutional care. So they were able to ramp up their services during COVID for those clients. So we want to carry over $165,545 into 2021, but allocate that, as I just described, for 2020. And the second piece of it is the ADRC funding, which is Aging and Disabilities Resource Center, that is also included in the CARES Act funding. We're getting $21,612. Our caregiver and New York Connects program is solid for 2020, so we want to carry all that over into our next year's budget. But I'd like approval to accept that funding in this motion.
This is Gary Rouse. Should I make the motion?
So question.
Yeah.
I'm assuming these organizations understand that when the funding goes away, the budget is going to be cut.
I sing that song all the time. Yeah.
It's a shot in the arm.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Anything else going on?
Nothing else going on. It's far from boring, though.
Yeah. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
So, for the sheriff's on the phone, the item that's listed, the canine donation, we're going to pull for a future meeting. But he does have an item relative to amendment to the Prime Care contract.
Morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. One of our two county employed nurses left service. We still have one county employed nurse in the jail. The other one left service, and the plan all along was to shift that to Prime Care when that occurred, which would require an amendment to the contract. The additional nurse will increase the pay to Prime Care by $8,492.95 per month. And we'd like to get approval to make the amendment to that contract so that we can continue our services in the jail.
I'll move it.
Motion?
I'll move it.
Thank you.
Second.
Or
discussion?
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Or should I say ouch?
Let's carry it.
Ouch.
Anything else, Sheriff?
That's all I got today. Thank you.
Thank you. And as you heard, the exception donation is, we'll talk about that another day. All right. Which, oh, there you are. Oh, Vince, sorry.
Good morning.
Morning.
At last month's meeting, I asked for a transfer of $139,000 out of our SALT fund to pay for our new SAM contract. Gary asked if we will have enough money for SALT, and today I want to transfer all $103,000 out of our crack seal and slurry seal accounts to buy more salt to fill the barns before winter. The crack seal I've been cutting back every year. It's an accepted practice for maintaining roads, but the motorcyclists think it's slippery, and I've been cutting back on it. And the slurry seal has gotten just too expensive. We didn't do it last year. We're not doing it this year. So those funds are available, and we can fill the barns with salt using that.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries.
And the next one. The next one, 1.4 miles on the hill section of County Route 30 in Canastillo is breaking up. I want to transfer $85,000 from the blacktop patching account to create a new road project account to stabilize the base with liquid asphalt. That liquid asphalt part of it would cost about $50,000. There is another option to maybe use salt and reduce that cost significantly, but I'm looking into that, but I'm not sure yet. I want to set it up to use liquid asphalt. So require an $85,000 transfer.
This is Gary Rausch, I'll make a motion.
Second. Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vince.
Commissioner
Finance.
Morning,
Jan. Oh, hi. excuse me. Any questions on the reports?
Any questions on the reports?
I didn't really see anything exciting.
Yay!
No. So budget transcript is only 3 pages.
Isn't that kind of odd?
Slow month.
It pays to be less staff.
The audit isn't normally presented at this meeting, but we'll schedule that for the August meeting. Just they were delayed, and I was going to be off. Well, I was off last week, so we didn't want to try to rush it for this month, so we'll do that next month. And Brenda says, talk more loudly.
Yeah.
Leave the mask off. We have several items on the for the executive session that Beth's going to bring. One for open. One for open. Okay.
Earlier,
in the year we discussed, actually it was supposed to go through Public Works, the possibility of issuing an RFP for controlled demolition of certain gem properties. The idea was that Public Works would issue an RFP so that other entities, towns and cities and the land bank could piggyback on it, but that didn't go over. That didn't go. So we're looking for authorization to issue an RFP for two controlled structures, those being...
Scary. Rasha, I'll make the motion.
I'll second for discussion.
Go ahead, Pat.
We've got one out on Dyer Road in Dansville and one in Greenwood. So need to have control of their tax-acquired properties. That's how come it ended up here. One is a hoarding situation, the other one is a fire situation.
We have title to these?
We have second.
We do.
Okay.
So we're all set to go?
These are hangovers.
Expensive hangovers.
Yeah, we sold the one in Greenwood twice. The one in on Dyer Road, there was an issue with the conservatorship there. We finally got that taken care of.
So we're taking the structures down? And then we're going to put the land up for sale. Is that what we're going to do?
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Carried.
Thank you. That's I'll go over the tax sale calendar as long as we're in open session. We're proceeding along the lines that we'll receive a default judgment conveying title to the county for the parcels in this year's foreclosure proceeding, we need to have that document in our hands at least 45 days before the tax sale. Okay, so we back it up. The latest we could possibly have the sale, based on the assumption that the schools probably aren't going to let us in. Their duty is to protect the kids, and I just can't see them taking the additional risk of letting 300 more people in. Into the school buildings, maybe 300 more, maybe not, during the school year. And that's really where we're not that far away from starting the school year. We'd have to have a default judgment today, to meet the August deadline, and school's the next week. So that's not going to happen. We haven't even submitted an application, as the court is not receiving those types of documents right now. I'm not sure when they're going to do that. But anyway. I went over to the fairgrounds, looked around there, and that would certainly suit our needs, except, of course, it's not enclosed. So we're really backing up against probably the second week of October would be about the last time we would want to be over there outside. It's covered, but it's not insurmountable obstacles. We'd have to publish catalogs. They can see 2,300 people over there, the site is available for our use at no charge. They were very good about that. Tossed out right in the beginning that nope, we won't charge you for it. They have ample parking. I'm not sure about handicap access. I mean, it's a public facility and must have some type of access for handicapped people there. We could most likely maintain the social distancing required with 6 feet, just by blocking off every other seat and using the two center grounds. Audio visuals not gonna be done. We just can't get a projector with a screen. We'd have to have a screen about 50 feet square to be able to see it. If the screen was on the stage, which is 50 feet across from the grandstand, from front row to grandstand, but we'll just put extra porks. They have restroom facilities there. They'd be able to have bring in a vendor to serve food. That's fine. Parking, security, we can arrange with the sheriff. We can put our people down underneath the grandstand to collect the money and register the bidders and move them through as they pay out the back. So it wouldn't be that bad, unless it was a cold, wet rain. But we can't ever control the weather anyway. So that's where we are. We have.
Is that doable?
If we have a default judgment by the end of August, right, Jen?
Yeah, September 1st seems to really be Labor Day. If it happens before Labor Day, I think we can do it because we have to allow for the order to show between the judgment and the sale.
Right.
So that's 30 days.
Yeah.
But we left, you know, about 2 weeks of wiggle room on either end. It just makes sense. We don't get the paperwork immediately when we get judgment. It takes a week. I did send, and I don't think I've let Pat know this because I haven't talked to him since we last spoke last week. On Friday, I did email the chief clerk of the court, Supreme Court, and asked any word on this because we haven't received an administrative order from the judges in about a month. And everything is slowly opening up because the state legislature has enacted laws on eviction, laws on residential foreclosure. But this seems to be just sitting out there hanging. And I don't want it to go unnoticed. And just so I asked her to please forward it on up the chain for purposes of our default judgment and what our timeline was. I have not heard back, but I'll follow up.
Is that on all summary proceedings? They're still not accepting applications?
So eviction has been dealt with differently. The state legislature enacted legislation on the issue. So the administrative order it fell off. Residential foreclosures and mortgages have been enacted through legislation. So that fell off of the administrative order. So we're left with a couple of things that I just don't want them to go unnoticed.
So September 1st is the last day that and that would, leaving us time for the orders to show cause and a little wiggle room there, that would mean a sale on or about Friday, October 16th.
If we do it in September, are we going to have time to get all the information and everything out there? Or?
Well, if we have a sale in September, it's got to, everything backs up another 30 days.
Right.
Or whatever it is. We've got, at this point in time, 150 parcels in there. You know, we had 159 and took out 22 from hardship deferments, added 14 more from people last year that didn't pay. So there's 48 single family residences, 64 pieces of vacant land. And I've had 4 or 5 emails from Stacy, who's been out photographing some of these gems. And I use that very charitably. So we'll look at that and see whether we want to receive title to any of some of these.
Yeah.
You know, we're just buying trouble.
So
I hope there's no gas stations in it.
At this point, I'd welcome a gas station. At least we know how to deal with it.
Oh. No, we just don't take
that. Weak.
Actually, we got a leftover gas station lot in the city of Hornell that didn't sell last year.
And then there's the one, but we just won't take title to it. The one in there.
Anybody got any questions?
We got a factory building in the town of Wayland.
The competitive date of the sale would be what?
Friday, October 16th, at the latest.
So if that doesn't come to fruition, I'm assuming we would have something after the first of the year.
Just wait until next year.
So
just
have,
do a big one next year.
So how much?
This is Hilda. Can I ask a question?
We normally
put in there 400.
Yeah.
400,000.
40. Yeah.
Okay.
Gary, Hilda has
a
question. Hilda.
Hilda.
So does this mean that we have ruled out an online option? We know Chemung County is doing theirs like next week or so.
They must have received title before the courts closed. We did not.
So that's our hold up. So.
Any other question?
Executive right. Session.
Anything else?
Do we need a motion to approve this? At this point, as far as the tentative date,
no action being taken.
We'll have time to bring it back. Should we get it?
Bring it back in August.
We do. There is a notice on the county website that the tax sale has been postponed. Mm-hmm. Date, time, and location to be determined.
Just want to give us an update on the sales tax.
Oh, did you bring that? I didn't bring that.
We can. I can send it out.
Yeah, it's. It was better than.
Expected. It's down about 6% year to date.
Yeah.
6.3 or 4. Not nearly as bad as we had thought it would be.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
1.5 million.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Down. Yeah. But June was surprisingly a good month, and it was for most counties. We were all trying to figure out there was some extensions that were given, so it was sort of a catch up, it looked like, for some of the businesses for their sales tax reporting. But also we're seeing a ton of online sales. We were bolstered by that, well over $1 million in that projected. So, you know, bad news, but not as bad as it could be.
How much of that do you think is related to the lower gas price?
You know, we would see the blips because about 17% of our sales tax is in fuel. So both the lower gas price and then for a while, other than a lot of ours is, you know, the truck drivers and such. I mean, that pile up in Kenona does an ungodly amount. It was impacted. I couldn't put even a rough guess for you.
Sure. Because the sales tax is built into a calculation depending on the price of gas. Mm-hmm. So the higher the price of gas, the more sales tax is collected on each gallon.
Right.
Except yeah. The state just doesn't.
Right.
We can get that. I can do the research on that. But it's not something that they provide like they used to. We have to go do for it.
She's the only one that has the top secret clearance to be able to get that.
Nice.
So as far as car sales, what kind of percentage does that make up the sales tax?
Well, what was the car sales? It was less than fuel.
But it had to be down considerably.
It was, but we actually saw a decent amount of activity. Talking to the DMV, that's the only reason we knew they were doing a ton of dealer transactions. So, you know, they were closed for a short period of time, but they were one of the ones that got open relatively quickly. Right. So there were actually more than I expected.
I actually heard, Jeff would probably know, there's more people that are buying cars now because of the additional stimulus money.
Yeah.
That they're signing up for loans that they're probably not going to be able to afford in the future, but they're doing it now.
American
so
way.
We'll take advantage of that sales tax before they crash.
well, that and your interest rates.
Seven to eight years financing.
Yeah.
What about the... new piece of property across from Pilots. So we, any idea what's?
I don't know what's going on. They're doing something.
They're building up. They're working on it.
They got the litigation settled.
Yeah, they're building.
Yeah.
Loves. That's right.
Have any idea of value?
Loves Travels. Yeah, I think that's privately held too.
Yeah.
I don't know the.
So we lost revenues when they tore that project down there.
We'll gain a lot more than Smokey's worth, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Are they working?
Yeah, we'll be better off.
What's that?
Are they working on a pilot agreement?
We'd have to talk.
I haven't heard of anything. No.
Jamie was a year ago working with Loves. I don't know where they end.
That's retail.
Nothing's been discussed since I've been on the board there.
That's what I was wondering. I hadn't heard anything.
I have to have my dad in Rochester at 1 o'clock.
Good luck. See you.
He's saying travel.
Thank you.
All I've got are hardships.
Okay. Anything else before we go to executive? Motion to go into executive?
Second.
Thank you. Executive? Yep. We will.
So the revenue for interest is way down. So what's the projection for the end of the year?
I can update those projections for the next meeting. I'll take a look at those. I'll dig into the sales tax a little bit.